Saudi Arabia's execution of Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr has drawn strong condemnation across the globe. Protesters have taken to the streets in different countries to vent their anger at the Al Saud regime.
A wave of outrage in Iraq over the Saudis' execution of Sheikh Nimr Baqir al-Nimr, a man known worldwide as the prisoner of voice. Sheikh Nimr was arrested by Saudi forces in 2012 on charges of making anti-government speeches and defending political prisoners. Iraq's top Shia cleric Ayatollah Sayyid Ali al-Sistani has slammed the Saudi execution of Sheikh Nimr, dubbing the act as an unjust aggression and shed of pure blood. Meanwhile, Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi warned Riyadh of silencing and executing opposition figures, stressing history has proven oppression can never last. Protests calling for the fall of the Saudi regime have swept through the streets of Baghdad.
Martyrdom is the highest rank our scholars aspire to achieve. Sheikh Nimr has won it. It's Al Saud who should be alert, because this is the beginning of the end for them. They should have learned their lesson from Saddam when he assassinated our scholars here in Iraq. They chose to walk the footsteps of Saddam and will surely have the same end.
Outraged by the incident, people here chanted death to Al Saud and set to flames portraits of the Saudi king. Meanwhile, popular resistance groups, which have played an effective role in backing the Iraqi army in its war on Takfiri terrorists, have vowed retaliation.
The spill of the pure blood of Sheikh Nimr has given us the legitimate right to respond to this attack at any place and any time we see fit.
Iraq is expected to witness larger protests in coming days as well. Saudi's execution of Sheikh Nimr Baqir al-Nimr has sparked outrage in Iraq, as top Iraqi officials and scholars are calling on the international community and the Arab League for a clear stance on the matter. Many others are also calling on the central government to sever diplomatic, political, and economic ties with Saudi Arabia and to close the newly opened Saudi embassy in Baghdad. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.
In New York City's Columbus Circle, a gathering of Muslim Americans and peace activists boiled with anger against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The crowd condemned the recent executions as well as Saudi support for terrorism around the world.
He did not incite any violence. He did not ask the people to take up arms. He was disagreeing in a civilized way, disagreeing with the policies of the House of Saud. And his execution is totally illegal, against all the international law. And we have reports from Amnesty International which certifies that Ayatollah Nimr was working for the freedom and the freedom of speech, and that his lawyer was never given a fair chance to defend him in any court of law.
The protesters targeted the headquarters of CNN because they say U.S. media is often selective in its coverage of human rights and ignores the crimes of the Saudi royal family. International human rights lawyer Krishna Swani said Ali al-Nimr, the nephew of the executed leader, is also awaiting execution.
All of them were tortured and forced to sign a confession. In fact, they tortured Ali Muhammad al-Nimr so much that they couldn't even get a signature. He had to fingerprint a confession, and he was not given a lawyer at all, and they basically sentenced him to death by crucifixion.
Representing the Muslim Congress of America, Sayed Alaya called for peaceful protests against the Saudi government.
But we pray to God that things are calmed down and there's a peaceful settlement, and there's even the people hold peaceful rallies and they bring down the House of Saud from power.
The protesters also highlighted Saudi Arabia's support for terrorist groups in Syria, as well as its war crimes in Yemen. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.